dangerous for him to be put in a jail here with the at that point, with the atmosphere as it was. And of course, the leaders of the church wrote gunshot, and they got this man moved to Atlanta rather than to be housed in jail here. And then there was a policeman roughing a young man in a parking lot. And Deacon, we were leaving the church for a meeting, and he went over and asked the policeman what was going on, because this young man had been one of his scouts, but he was a man, and he wanted to know what was happening. Well, the policeman roughed his up, put his hand behind his back, pitched him in a car, and said he was interfering with the arrest and took him to jail. Well, the pastor, the deacons, my husband was a minister at that time, and so we all went to jail. We went to the jail with him, and Pastor Lewis got in touch with the mayor, because we knew the mayor had just been at our church, and we knew he would be unhappy with that type of situation. He was out of town. And the person, whoever was in charge, but of course didn't want to talk to us. So Pastor Lewis said, well, we'll sit right here on the steps until somebody talked to us, because he's not staying here in this jail. Plus, you hit his head on that car, he needs to go to the doctor. And so they finally let Pastor Lewis and took him to the doctor, to the hospital, to get checked out, and brought him back to jail. And so the deacons sat outside on the step until the lawyer could arrange for him to be released on bond. And so whenever there was a problem, we could get some things done. As soon as the mayor was contacted and returned, they released him. When we were trying to get our church, they gave us a lot of static about variances, height, length of parking lot. Now we've got houses looking over from one door to the other. Yeah, I could look out my window into the window of the next person. But they were insisting that our parking lot had to be so big, and the height of the steeple could not exceed the height of City Hall. And just all kinds of little nitpicky things to keep us from building. And it wasn't, and even in the city, you have the councilmans, you have the mayor, and you have these other people, but it wasn't everybody in the equation.